All right. I want to talk to you first. Talk to you about what the Lord talked to me this morning about. One of the downsides of the children of Israel was this. They didn't trust God for the journey. And only two went in. They didn't trust God for the journey. They complained every step of the way. I'm going to read you a chapter here. It's all through Numbers and in Exodus even too. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and Moses prayed unto the Lord. The fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We're hungry. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. As Keith Moore would say, you know, they got into trouble with the Lord over a pickle factory. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. We hate it. We hate the manna. We hate this place. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it into meals or beat it in a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. The taste of it was a taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp of the night, the manna fell upon it. Over and over, God went through this with these people. Every leg of the journey, they complained. We want water. We hate this manna. We want meat. And the way the Lord put it to me this morning was this. You can be going through such hard things that you forget about what is important. You forget to serve. You forget to be kind. You forget to be patient. You forget to act like you're even a human being. You forget to be hospitable to those that come and visit you because of the hardness of the journey. Some of them went to Ono. Have you ever heard of Ono in the Bible? Oh no, here it comes again. Oh no, what are we going to do? Do you think for a minute that God didn't know every step of their journey? He took them deliberately that way to see what was in them, to prove them if they would obey him or not. Well, you saw how many did and how many didn't. Most did not. I did some repenting this morning before the Lord, and I said, Lord, forgive me that I've allowed what's coming against me, which is a deterrent to keep you from God's goal and purpose. What's coming against you is keeping you from being able to hear what I might give you for someone or to do for someone, because you're just so wrapped up in what, how bad it is for you. I'm not pointing anybody's finger. If I'm pointing at you, I got three back at me. I said, you're right, Lord. We've complained. Lord, you're just too harsh. No one can endure this. No one can put up with this. I don't think it's fair. Ever say those words? Did they say these words? They said all kinds of words. But God said after 10 times, he said, I'm done with your bunch, that bunch. I'm done with them. See, we find it hard to equate our situation with what they went through. Look at them, what they did. How could they have done that when we're doing the same thing? How are we ever, I'm going to teach this morning on breaking yokes. How are we ever going to set the oppressed free? How are we going to break any yokes if we can't get ourselves off of our mind? Because really, when you've got yourself on your mind, you're into self-care. And when you don't have yourself on your mind and you're thinking of others, love kicks in. We can't miss opportunities because we're going through hard times. And we all are. We're all in the valley of oh no. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me for being so focused on how I feel or what I'm experiencing that it clouds my judgment. When you send someone to our house that might need our help with something, we are so clouded that we cannot see the forest for the trees. Or we can't see to the needs of our own flesh and blood and treat them with respect and dignity. We say we're in this for the long haul, that we're going to see it through and let God train us. Well, that's the way we're going to have to view it. See, they didn't view it that way. Well, they just brought us out here in this wilderness to die. Do you ever think that way too? It gets so bad, you think, I guess I'm just going to just keep walking this way when I just die. Anybody home? It's not funny. It's really not. But sometimes we get lost in our own thoughts and things, and we do not realize that this is a journey to the promised land, right? The best is yet to come. In fact, we'll do this teaching here in a minute. Let me read you this word. This is Prophet's Corner Uncut, The Comeback is the name of it. I got this on the, let me tell you the date here, on the 16th. The comeback has started. What is the comeback? My original republic. This is what MAGA is all about. I said to you in my last word that the best is yet to come, and that in 2023 the captives would be set free, Jubilee, all in due time. What the president said last evening that upset so many was more to the wicked than it was to the righteous. He was sending signals. Trust my plan. I do not fail, and I will not fail you. I will fulfill my plan. Donald John Trump has been the president behind the scenes for the last 2 years, but you are going to see him emerge back into the public domain more and more. Much is going on behind the scenes in which you know nothing about. For if you know, the enemy will also know. See, people were wanting to come out guns a-blazing, and I heard later that actually he was going to do that. And they said, no, to announce that you're going to run. And he didn't want to do it. That's why he was so sober and so out of character for him. He's used to doing it off the cuff and all that kind of stuff. The enemies will also know. All will be revealed in my timing. It will eventually be shouted upon the housetops. All will come abroad. Full disclosure. Do not be disappointed or concerned about the plan. It's only going to be good going forward. The plan is unfolding as it is supposed to. Keep your eyes on me and you won't be disappointed. Remember that this is my plan. I am the conductor of this orchestrated plan. My plan to save the world. This is God's plan to save the world, not Q's, not Joe M's. But my servant did in his speech, it was to send, what my servant did in his speech, it was to send a message to those who needed to hear it. With every step, the traitors are being flushed out. Traitors to MAGA. My team, the Jesus team. Nothing can stop what is coming. There's nothing they can do. D5 is on the way. Stay out of the way. Stay in my way. Don't doubt the plan. I don't care what anybody says. Keep your mind right and above all your words right. For this war is for the minds of men. Many currently are jumping ship. The newly restored republic has been running side by side with this evil, corrupt system. Where there have been many injustices, you will begin to see justice. How is that, you might ask? Donald J. Trump put many righteous judges in place in his 4 years in this public view. He has been diligent to carry out my plan. The righteous will not overtake the wicked. In other words, all those federal judges, 300 and something judges he put in place in his first 4 years, they are making judgments and they are rendering justice. They are operating side by side. 2 Samuel 3:1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. This is a process. It isn't a Saturday night. It's a process. All right. The Lord gave me this word on 11/16/22 in the morning. On 11/8/22 at 7:46 p.m. in Mar-a-Lago, President Trump said, and I quote, "America's comeback starts now." Think about that. He's back. And he'll begin to get more public. All right.